Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Judges chapter 5 verse 1 to 18. Judges 5, 1 to 18. It is the Song of Deborah. It's a very long passage and so I will not read that to you. But my theme for reflection is when the people sing. When the people sing. Not long ago, I overheard a child singing joyfully in the grocery store aisle, utterly off key and entirely unbothered. It was contagious. A few people smiled. One even hummed along. There is something about a song that interrupts our routine and calls us to pay attention. It is as if music knows how to say what words alone cannot. This is exactly what happens in Judges 5. An unexpected eruption of song amid a book largely filled with silence, rebellion and bloodshed. In a landscape of failure and forgetfulness, Israel sings. This chapter of scripture is poetic, is a poetic response to divine rescue. After 20 years of oppression under a cruel tyrant, God delivered Israel through Deborah's leadership, Barak's obedience, and a surprising heroine named Jael. Judges 4 tells us what happened. Judges 5 tells us how it felt. It is the difference between reporting the weather and dancing in the rain. And this dance begins with gratitude that the leaders led in Israel, that the people volunteered, bless the Lord. Leadership and participation are both necessary, but first, the credit goes to God. What is most astonishing is not just that Israel sang, but who sang? Deborah, a woman judge and prophet, sings with Barak, a once hesitant general. This duet reflects a beautiful partnership of calling and courage. But above them both is the real warrior, the Lord himself. The earth trembled, the heavens poured, the torrent Kishon swept them away. Nature itself participated in the battle because the creator of the universe was fighting for his people. This victory was not earned by clever tactics or superior weaponry. It was grace, unearned, unexpected, and unstoppable. Maroslav Volf once commented that Christian faith is at its heart a faith in God's power to redeem, not merely to repair. This is the kind of power Israel experienced. God did not just patch things up. He turned the tide, reshaped the future, and renewed the nation. And their song reflects this total reversal from fear to freedom, from silence to praise. Still, the song is not all celebration. Woven into the melody is lament. Some tribes stayed home, others hesitated. Meroz in particular is cursed for doing nothing when God was doing everything. The message is unmistakable. When God calls his people to act, neutrality is not faithfulness. As in many African and Asian village communities, where communal crises are answered by collective effort, the same is expected here. Solidarity, not spectatorship. Today, in a weary world post-pandemic and post-normal, many people are tired. Some are still hiding in spiritual back roads, like Israel, avoiding the main highways. But Judges 5 beckons us back. God is still at work. He still fights for his people. The invitation is clear. Rise up, volunteer, and sing. Don't wait until the battle is over to join the song. Join the song now, because the battle is the Lord's. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life are you being called to move from silence or passivity to active participation in God's purposes? Number two, is there a song of gratitude or testimony you have been holding back that needs to be voiced today? And now, our practical exercise. Write or speak a personal song or prayer of thanks to God, however short or simple. Make it specific. Share it with someone or sing it aloud. Let it be your act of worship and remembrance today. O God, our deliverer, when the battle is fierce and the road is long, you still go before us. Teach us to sing not just after the storm, but in the middle of it. Make us leaders who rise, followers who serve, and worshippers who remember. Let our lives be songs that glorify you. Awaken our hearts to your victory and our voices to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.